Pip and Lee.
Here we go. We're talking barking dogs, Pip.
I've got a bit of an issue. The neighbour's dog, relentless. Yesterday, I reckon 3 hours. Non-stop. I got home and that's how long it barked for, maybe 30 seconds in between bouts of barking, that it just would not stop.
And we're asking this morning, what can you do about it? Do you confront the neighbours? Do you have another plan for it? 6921 1093. Donna joins us this morning. Donna, do you have any advice for us?
Oh my God, the saga that we're going through at the moment for the past 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
A house 4.5 years ago, actually, and we were polite. We put up with 3 little Maltese terriers barking away constantly.
Oh, and they're the yappy ones, aren't they?
Oh, yes. And so probably a year ago, we got a bit active. Could you please quieten your dog down? It was barking all night. Can't understand how you don't hear it. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not our dog.
What?
Right, okay. Look, can you please stop? Do something about it. I'm a shift worker. I need to be able to sleep. So they, I don't know what they did. They sort of made an attempt. They moved it to her mother-in-law's place to pretend that it wasn't their dog barking.
Wow.
So then we thought, right, this is not working. 6 months later down the track, well, what we'll do is go to the council. And we said we will go to the council if they're not active about it. So we've been polite all this time. And last night we had a visitor from 3 policemen after we have actively said shut up over the fence on Sunday after hours of barking. And they've actually told the police that my husband threatened his family.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh dear.
So what do you do? The council, we have gone to the council. We have documented the times that they have barked. They have recorded, and they were asked to put citronella collars on, which you can actually smell when they are barking.
Yeah.
And there's no citronella smells. It's just, I can't even hang the clothes on the line.
Wow.
Oh,
so you're damned if you do go to the council, you're damned if you don't, you're damned if you're polite. Yeah, it's really a hard situation, and it all depends. It's not the dogs, it's the owners.
That's the problem. And that's what I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sort of say that these dogs are the issue, but they kind of are, but it's the owner's fault, you know?
But we have dogs ourselves, and like whippets and greyhounds sort of don't bark.
Yeah, absolutely.
They sort of like, you know, play around and talk. But the policeman said, what about your dogs? And here they are lying in front of the heater, and I said, well, that's it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you've got your own dogs that are sort of lying down and doing nothing, and the neighbours are causing a ruckus, makes it very difficult. And how do you?
Clearer as to what to do on this.
Yeah, maybe not yelling over the fence. Maybe that might.
Yeah, no, I don't want the police
inflame the situation. 6921 1093. Keep the suggestions coming through. What do you do about the neighbours' barking dogs, Karen? What do you reckon? What should Pip do about the neighbours' dogs?
Organise a session where you talk to the person with the dog.
Yeah.
And then offer your services as a doggy sitter.
Oh.
But what if I don't want a dog sit?
Well, there used to be places in cities where people dropped off their dogs while they worked because they were, you know, wanting the dog to get special treatment, some cuddling and...
Some TLC.
And
that sounds like
they'd realise their dog would be alone during the day and fret.
Yeah.
And they put them in little dog sitting venues.
I reckon that sounds like an awesome solution, but what happens if the neighbour isn't so receptive to that idea?
Well, then you contact the council and see if they can do something about it.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for your call this morning and the advice, and I think that's actually probably not a bad business idea either, Pip.
Yeah, maybe I can earn some extra cash. Hey, good one, Karen. Thank you.
Yeah, a bit of dog sitting on the side. 6921 1093. Jen, what do you reckon Pip should do?
Look, I'm too scared. Like, I hate confrontation, so I'm too scared to go to the actual neighbours. but I've actually just started buying those pig's ears and I chuck it over the fence when I want to have a nap.
Oh, so you actually provide the dog with a bit of entertainment while...
Yeah, because it shuts up for like 3 hours.
The neighbours haven't sort of come and said, hey, are you feeding our dog?
No, because the dog's like, bah, and like goes to a weird hole and like eats it all up. And then they're like, is our dog dead? And then it's not dead because it's just been eating the ear.
Nice. Good. There's a strategy for you, Pip. Maybe try feeding the pooch.
Do you know what? I think I'm too much of a tight, coined
person. I think they're
person.
Like $2, so they're not that expensive. But yeah, $2 actually goes a long way. That's like four, you know, ice cream cones from Macca's.
Keep it in mind.
It's like putting coins in the parking meter. It's putting pig's ears in the doggy meter to allow you to have a bit of sleep.
Yeah, but from these two suggestions, I get it. But at what point does it become my responsibility to make sure that the dog is entertained so that I can enjoy the quality of life in the peace and quiet of my own home? I don't really get that.
That's bizarre. Okay, we might close it off there. You've had some suggestions, and I think, maybe just a quiet chat on the side. Come on, let's rap! Pip and Lee, weekdays from 5:30 on Star FM.